Talk Radio.
You know what? There's a thousand reasons why I shouldn't drink.
No kidding.
Yeah, a thousand reasons. But I can't think of one right now.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Polish the paintwork and clean off the rust. Damn.
chassis for dust. And when we arrive miles ahead of the rest, everyone will know that our jalopy is best. They'll have to admit he's a car you can trust. So much fun to come along, but my suspension.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and germs. What's up, Internet? Welcome to Possum Hour, and I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. I seriously do. I hope if you listen to this show, it brings you luck. Because my gosh, we could all use some luck. And may Possum Hour set you on that lucky path. It's cursed everybody, man. I know it. We're doomed as doomed could be from this point, ladies and gentlemen. Well, tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of shoelace tips and bottled air. Thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of Beer Battered Shrimp. Monday nights at 10, it's Us Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's tour of his sock drawer. Huh? It's Wednesday at 3:45, join Chip, Trent, rewind. This Wednesday at 3:45, join Flip Chin Dribble. I purposely made that name hard to say. Flip Chin Dribble. It's a good exercise to start the show. With his guest, Fee Burford, the world's renowned expert on ointment. And Thursday, it's Chunk Bluster's annual clusterfuck. Fridays, of course, it's us once again on Friday Night Possum. Oh, lucky you. It's a week's worth of worthwhile time wasting, hard, hardy, hard. Well, the phone number will be open in two shakes of a thing, line open thing. What's the number?
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
Flip Chin Dribble. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Hi, gang. Big Fig here with that great new dance, the Newton. Hit it, Hal. Gooey, gooey, rich and chewy inside. Golden, flaky, tender, cakey outside. Wrap the inside in the outside. Is it good? Darn tootin'. Doing the big, big Newton. Here's the tricky part. The big, big Newton. One more time. The big, big Newton.
Hello?
Thank you. possum puss. Get that punch out there, or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Yeah.
Enter!
All right.
Indeed. Indeedly doodly.
Good stuff there, Commodore. Good opening.
Some stuff I was listening to there. How was your weekend, man?
It was all right. Nothing big. Just stayed inside. We got
a crap load of snow.
Snow, and then bam, yeah. We got heavy rain. It washed all that shit away immediately.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, go on.
I got about 3 inches out there.
Yep. Right, well, now. So did we. Last long. God bless.
I don't
the
think
rain.
It's going anywhere. Yeah, I don't think this is going anywhere for a while. GT says, if you want to kill a friendship, buy a friend a Little Caesars. Not pizza,
doesn't
pizza.
Care for Little Caesars, huh?
It's not pizza, pizza. It's nasty, nasty. Boy, we're not going to get them for a sponsor now. Thanks a lot.
Nah, that's it, man.
I had them lined up, too, for next week's show.
Uh-huh.
GT, you missed it, man. Friday, the Fleet Admiral was here.
Yeah.
Fleet Admiral Janeway, man.
Sounded as sexy as ever.
Man, I blew it not getting her on there earlier. That was such a total fuck-up.
I don't know.
I should have known her area code, man. But, I didn't live in Wisconsin. I didn't think she'd have the same area code. She's,
well, not anymore. You get a mobile phone, you go anywhere, you still have that number.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore. Yeah.
The mobile phone thing. You're kind of stuck with it. But I'm bored to tears. I'm in the loop, you know, the Groundhog Day thing.
Yeah.
But
and
like
over
I'm
and over.
This is terrible, man. This fucking work stoppage in baseball, cuz I like that's what I do over the winter, sit there and read
yes.
about baseball. And there's nothing to report, because they're not doing anything.
Yep.
And let me get some music key. so anyway, this one came to mind. I've been watching some videos, you know, old stuff. Anyway, Kay, this is the bad joke that I wrote this weekend. By Ann Elk. Hey, you know, my second wife, she'd have made a good major league pitcher. Had a hell of a breaking ball. Huh?
Okay, all right.
Huh?
I'll give you that one.
Hell of a breaking ball. She could break some balls. So you didn't have to shovel or nothing, man, right?
No.
Just washed it away.
I just let Mother Nature do my work for me.
Hey, man. You're as pliable as the real Gumby, man. You just kind of... I had to shovel today. When I had to clear the car off. It was, like 3 inches of snow, and under that was a layer of ice. So that was, I just let that run and melt itself, put the heater on high. It's got a hot heater in that puppy. Plus, it's a truck defrosts, instantly because it's just a small little cab, You don't have to fill up a whole car or anything. So anyways, I did my good deed of the day, and I shoveled the gal next door's walk, too. So, hope
nice guy.
Paying forward gets me something back, man. Jeez.
Didn't she make you some kind of a meal or something? Some kind of cookies? Or didn't she give you something before?
Yeah, she gave me last year she gave me these pretzels that she had doctored. And they were really super good.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I bought a small poinsettia, and I figured she would you know, ice me with the pretzels again, and then I'd go, oh, I got here. You can have this poinsettia. But she never iced me with the pretzels this year, so I got a nice little poinsettia over here, man. You know, and then it's like it gets past Christmas, it's like too late to give it to her. Well, I don't know. If I see her out there, hey, here, have this fucking thing.
Yeah. Have this fucking thing.
Have this fucking thing for the hell of it. Huh? What do you think?
There you go. You're
I like that.
Man,
I like that ergonomic. Get that ergonomic shovel, man. It makes it easy.
Yeah.
Because it's in like a nice smooth sidewalk. You can just use it as a plow.
Just walk along, power.
Yeah. Up. Every once in a while, you stop and chuck some off to the side, you know. But then, so it works pretty good. Well, this is a scintillating conversation. Almost as interesting. Right before the show, I was on the fuck boo, and this lady, and she's a sweet lady and everything, and you know, if taking pictures of your dinner is what you're into, that's totally cool too. You know, I'm nowhere going to judge. But holy smokes, man. Tonight's dinner was sausage gravy and peas over biscuits.
All right.
Not photogenic.
Honest to God,
it looked like something I had eaten earlier. Launched onto a plate. Yikes. Like gray and green and lumpy and... I'm sure it tasted great, but, you know, hey.
But did the world need to know?
Too much information.
I never got that. I never got that myself.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I took a picture of a pan full of potatoes a couple years ago. That was like my most popular picture. At the end of the year, they go, this is your most liked picture of the year, a fucking pan full of potatoes. Fuck. Okay.
Give the people what they want, Commodore.
I guess, man. You got to do that. If you don't, you wither and fade away. So I think what they want is just to blow something up.
I should be taking pictures of my frozen dinners.
There you go.
Huh?
You know, all my English muffin sandwiches that I've been eating. I got the tomato on it. You got the tomato, and if you use a tomato, you can put the mustard on. But I don't know. If I do the onion, I gotta have mayonnaise. I can't put mustard and onion together. This is infamia.
No.
Nah.
Okay. All right.
Not on a sandwich.
You got a quirk.
Maybe on a hamburger sandwich.
Okay. But mayonnaise and onions are all right in your book.
Mayonnaise and onions. It's okie doke. Same thing with the jalapenos. I'd rather have mayonnaise than mustard. Mustard just... The two tastes, they battle against each other. Mustard and the spice.
See, I eat it without that crap altogether. I want to eat the dead animal. I want to taste the dead animal. That's it.
I'm trying to get, like, some vegetables in here, man. I mean, you know... Gee. Every once in a while, one slips through there, you know. Tomatoes are really good. So, great. I don't want an arm and leg for fucking Roma tomato anymore. These prices are ridiculous. Alright, I said Friday probably didn't deserve to be blown up. This deserves to be blown up.
Alright.
Bye-bye.
Gesundheit.
All right, hold it. Don't cry, kid. Watch me.
I want to start to stop and say, gotta get it off my chest. I know malice just a little bit of regret. Nobody else can tell you the things I gotta say. Gonna shut it down and get it out of there. I always know you're not half the man you think that you are.
You like that, eh, kid?
Run, devil, run. The angels having fun. Make you winners out of sinners. Better leave me, boy, son.
Gumby's Devil music, man.
That's right. There you go.
Most awesome. I didn't realize that Ope was kind of put up an album every day.
Yeah.
All year.
Wild stuff. Wild stuff. Every year.
That's his goal. I'm going to say, man, good luck. Cause I tried that with the cartoons. I made it a month. I'm like, fuck this shit.
Go for it, Ope, man.
I tried that in 2019. That was a little much, man. Cartoon every day. Maybe one a week, man. Maybe I should shoot for one a week, you know, get my diet.
There were Sunday. Sunday funnies.
Sunday funnies. I like it.
There you go.
We got a couple caricatures I need to do. People ordering up stuff. I don't have much to do though, man. So yeah, that'd be a good idea. Keep me off the streets. I'm looking at my notes from last show. Sometimes I'll take notes during the show. Like, sometimes I'll take notes when I'm listening back to the show, too. Like, I'll listen back to part of the show. And I don't know if we skipped Apple Cheeks in the roll call or what, man. But I just got to say Apple Cheeks' name a couple extra times this week.
Okay. Make up for that.
Yeah.
How could you have missed Apple Cheeks?
I don't know. It's at the top of the list.
Yeah.
Crying out loud, man. Silly. All right. Well, let's get some roll call music going here.
Bring it on.
Christmas polka. I gotta get that off of here, man. Definitely. Out of cheeks in there. Very cool. Apple Cheeks Alice, Apple Cheeks Alice, Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Three Alice.
Yep. Right there. Yeah. Right there. Ow.
Now you may
thank you for coming. Oh, I hope so. Because, you know, I really, really appreciate you guys showing up for this nonsense. Just would be rather silly if no one came. You know, I'd feel rather silly.
Just you and I and the Germans.
Yeah. It's like when I'm at a gig and I'm sitting there and I'm not drawing anybody. I'm like, I feel really stupid right now, you know?
I hope that's never happened.
It does for a minute a lot at the beginning of a party, you know, people will be reticent to sit down. Well, once I draw the first one, they're like, oh, gee, look at that. He's actually good.
That's what it is. They're waiting for the first one to go ahead. Yeah.
I got
to picture that.
Or either the first one or the first round of drinks to go down and everybody loosens up. Bunch of stiffs. Right. There's no kids there. A lot of times.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
He snowed in, man. Oh, man. How much snow do you got? She got the ice and the snow and the snow and the ice and the ice and the snow. The winds.
Weather conditions. Drive with Cake. I like
the winds. All our Canadian friends, man.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I feel for that shit, man. I got 3 inches outside. I'm like crying like a baby, you know. although it's not, you know, I got an easy driveway and sidewalk to shovel, so it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Just,
same here.
You know, I don't want to have the big one out there shoveling snow.
I just have a short, wide driveway. That's it.
Yeah. Mine's not wide, but maybe about 3-4 car lengths. Three lengths after the truck, So, I don't know. It could be worse.
But room for two cars, though, right?
Not next to each other, but in front and behind.
I got one. You got two cars in there, and it's short. It's just a car length. Yeah.
Next to each other, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine's just a narrow one car guy. You ain't getting much done there. Let's see. I need something different, man. Something different. We're getting it. We're in a rut, man. Here we go.
Yeah. Lining it up.
Yeah.
Okay. How are you talking?
Can't go wrong with zippity doodah, right?
Oh yeah. Now we're moving.
All right. Thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks, Dr. Cake.
Apple Cheeks,
here
Dr.
on
Cake.
This. What is it? Fig Newton Day, right? Or Fig Day?
Yes,
is it Fig Day or Fig Newton Day?
You got me. We'll give it to Newton.
I can find out, man. Where the hell is that? I had a link to that shit, man. Mashed potatoes. Still got the link to the mashed potatoes just in case something new develops on the mashed potatoes. We are. You know, we're making sure that we're on the mashed potato thing.
Need an update on that one.
So what do we got today? Ben Franklin Day, otherwise known as Benjamin Franklin Day.
Oh, okay.
Blue Monday.
Blue Monday.
You go. We missed that one, man.
Yeah. Could have been
Cable
like
Car
Monday.
Day. Cable Car Day.
That's
customer
a Frisco
service
thing.
Day. Well, they got a ski lift on
customer
it.
Service Day.
Yeah. Oh, Ditch New Year's Resolutions Day. Like it.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Elementary School Teacher Day. God bless them.
Yeah.
Hot Buttered Rum Day. There you go, Ford.
Words on that one.
Hot butter your rum. Judgment Day. Kid Inventors Day. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, of course.
Judgment Day.
Judgment Day. I didn't say Judgment Day. Well, yeah, it is say Judgment Day. What the fuck? What is Judgment?
Fucking Judgment Day. Jesus Christ, what are we dead?
It's a tongue-in-cheek holiday that seems to imply that you are your own god, and say you don't have to wait until death for judgment, according to Ruth and Thomas Roy, the creators of the day.
I'll subscribe to that.
Yeah, it sounds like something the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp would get behind.
Uh-huh. There.
Uba Shabbat, like a Jewish holiday.
All right. That's why it's
National Hotheads Chili Day. Woohoo!
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. National Classy Day. Oh, here we'll finally National Bootleggers Day.
They deserve a day.
Well, I've got some scotch. It's a Prohibition style Huddy Sark.
Okay.
Boy, those guys had hair on their chest back in those days, Bob. Whoa. That's a strong toddy there.
Woo!
Is it made in a bathtub or something?
I don't know. I don't know what they do to it. But it's rugged, man. It's rough and ready booze. And there's Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect here.
It wouldn't be a freezing wind chill factor without Ford Prefect. And tonight I learned why Lake Winnipeg is not one of the Great Lakes. So,
okay.
You learn something new every day, hopefully.
It's a mediocre lake.
Yeah. It's an almost. It's all right. It's an all right.
It's all right. It's all right.
Right. Right, wouldn't be a Johnny Hyper jump down Jupiter Way in my spaced out jalopy without Ford Prefect.
Okay.
Yeah. Dig it. Oh, perfect. Summer in the city, man. That's just perfect for everybody will feel a little warmer. Hotter than a match head. I wish. Yeah. Remember this feeling when it's hot this summer.
Philadelphia is Bennett Fig Newtons, huh? There you go.
Bennett in Philadelphia.
I thought it came out of Massachusetts. Massachusetts. Yeah.
I always figured it was a New England invention myself.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But they didn't have that on the list, did they? On my list.
Well, they credit cities for other things.
Blue Monday. National Classy Day.
I could have worn my nice pork pie hat today. my $40 pork pie hat.
Well, good for the Fig Newton, man. Now the tricky part. Oh, okay. Was it yesterday? Was the Fig Newton? Oh, Fig Newton Day was yesterday.
We missed it.
Let me go backward here. Fig National Fig Newton Day. There you go, January 16th. What do I know? And there's also Prohibition Remembrance Day yesterday, which goes along with...
Okay.
What you remember today, man?
Bourbon.
National Bootleggers.
Uh-huh. I think Fig Newtons deserve 2 days anyway.
Well, why not, man? Get a double fig. I used to love them when I was a kid. Fig Newtons.
Uh-huh. I haven't had one in ages.
Me neither. I think the last time I did, I was like, well, these are kind of dry and not really interesting.
You got to wash it down with your bourbon.
Yeah, with some of that Prohibition.
Scotch
there. Yeesh. I think that one's going to stay in the back of the shelf. You know, we'll be digging that one out in the post-mortem. Our calorie packed, Fig Newton. Well, that's probably a good idea that I should stay away from them, man. I mean, extra calories. Thanks for coming forward. And there's GT Trenton kicking himself for missing Fleet Admiral Janeway Friday night. Thanks for coming, GT.
GTO.
Yeah, I'm going off on tangents about Fig Newtons and whatnot. Haven't missed a thing. All right, let's try this one. That'll get me going in the direction. Ford had a Fig Newton last week.
Oh, okay.
I'll be darned.
Were they plentiful in the north or what? Maybe that's it.
Maybe
they got
as plentiful.
Over.
Well, they came out with different flavors, too. After,
like, different flavors of figs?
Well, different flavors of Fig Newtons. The whatever.
Oh, okay.
I'm not even sure there's any figs in there, man.
Probably not.
Who knows? Thank you for coming, GT.
GTO.
It's a pleasure, sir. There's Other People's Eyes, man, of many, many record albums.
Yes. Other People's Eyes.
Yeah, get some weird stuff up there, man. I like the weird.
Uh-huh. I was digging some of that stuff you had.
Yeah. We each have a copy of the Andy Griffith. Would
yeah,
have loved
football thing.
Football. Oh, man, his image is so tainted, man. Andy Griffith, it's sad. Like, he died and they buried him like 2 hours later. Nobody came. Get him out of here.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. He's like, whatever the opposite of beloved is, was what
uh-huh.
he was. If he was
holy
dick.
Crap. And all those people that love Matlack, all those old people sat around watching Matlack all the time.
Yeah, and then fucking Andy Griffith show, man. America's Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Fallen.
I know, man. I read that. I was like, man, that's a bummer. You don't read that stuff about Don Rickles, no.
Mr. Warmth, he had enough people showing up.
Larry Dickman, I think, did the what do they call it? Eulogy, urology.
Yep.
And there he is, the sinister minister of finance and parking. Gee whiz, we're almost to the 3 minutes.
Ooh, there you go.
Professor R.J. Gumby.
God bless Fig Newtons.
Fig Newtons.
With your super host, Commodore Zen.
As the Beaver.
Folks ride like the wind, with the whispering pines to guide them, and the burning light inside them keep them warm in the snow. Others fear the sounds they hear, make banditos out of molehills, fill their hearts with Thorcue's pine quills. They're dead and buried long before they go. Charlton Heston movies are no longer in demand, and his immortal soul may lay forever in the sand. The angels wouldn't take him up to heaven like he planned, 'cause they couldn't pry that gun from his cold dead hand. It takes a cold dead hand to decide to pull the trigger. Takes a cold dead heart, and as near as I can figure, with your cold dead aim, you're trying to prove your dick is bigger. But we know your chariot may not be swinging low. Cold dead hand, cold dead hand. Big, big man with a little bitty glance, so you need something bigger just to fill your cold dead hand. Imagine if the Lord were here, and he knew what you've been thinking. Would his sacred heart be sinking into the canyon of dismay? And on the one sell the guns, he'd stick the vultures and coyotes. Only the devil's true devotees could profiteer from pain and fear. Charlton Heston movies are no longer in demand, and his immortal soul may lay forever in the sand. The angels wouldn't take him up to heaven like he planned, 'cause they couldn't pry that gun from his cold dead hand. It takes a cold dead hand to decide to pull the trigger. Takes a cold dead heart, and as near as I can figure, with your cold dead aim, you're trying to prove your junk is bigger. But we know your chariot may not be swinging low. With a little bitty gland, so you need something bigger with a hairpin trigger. You don't wanna get caught with your trousers down when the psycho killer comes around. So you make your home like a thunderdome, and you're always packing everywhere you roam. But the psychos win no matter what you do, 'cause they're gonna buy way more guns than you. And while you're stumbling out of bed, they put 5 rounds in the back of your head, or you get depressed 'cause somebody went south, and you put your old shotgun in your mouth, and your kids walk in and they find you there like a headless lump in your underwear, and they move the gun and it kills them too, and your wife just doesn't know what else to do, so she takes a hanger knife from her shoe and she bolts the fence. And it's on you. And your cold dead hand.
What kind of shit is that?
Good stuff.
Yeah, man. Didn't know he was,
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we got some cable guy love there, man. Cake and apple cheeks and oat.
Yeah.
That was always my favorite.
I'm not a fan.
I'm not a big fan of Jim Carrey, no, but I like the cable guy a lot.
I mean, I'm not a fan of that movie. It had
really?
Its moments, though. It wasn't horrible. I just can't stand where he's trying to do the entire show in a funny voice or something. I don't know. That just turns me off immediately.
I get you.
I like the
totally
idea about the twins. What was that? The murdering
oh, that's right.
Twins
yeah, that,
or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah, the parallel story of the murdering twins.
Yeah. And it had some good parts in it and everything. It wasn't a bad movie. Eternal Sunshine is my favorite Jim Carrey.
Never seen that one.
Ah, excellent movie. I like Charlie Kaufman. I'm a big fan of Charlie Kaufman, a writer.
There you go. All right. Well, shall we? We have 3 minutes coming up. Should we briefly check my lottery numbers?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm having a good
tonight's drawing.
About this one.
Tonight's drawing for the classic lotto. 7. Dope. Or no, they got 4. Dope. 17. Woohoo! 20.
Sure.
Wait a minute. Ah, that's 26. Oh, 26. Woohoo! I got two
good
numbers.
There you go. 42
and 48. Or 45 and 48. I got 42. And no love on the kicker. I think I win $2 for two numbers.
I think so.
Got enough
been
to buy next week.
I haven't played any of that. Yeah.
Sweet.
There you go.
Don't
roll it over,
up.
Commodore. Roll it over.
Oh, I can feel my luck is changing.
See?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise Jeebus, man. I swear. This is just what I've been needing, man.
You needed a win.
I needed a win, man. I mean, albeit it was a small win.
It's still
but
a win.
I'll take it. I will take it. If it is actually $2. Where the fuck is the 3 minutes, man? The show's going to be over, and I'll be wondering where the fuck the 3 minutes was.
Take a spin. Right. You could be a winner. Awesome.
Jabba dabba doo.
What is it?
Boo. about some Yoko? Huh? I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Okay, how about some, what do you call this? Punk rock?
All right.
Whatever
you
these
play,
people...
I bet you Oak has it. He
probably does have this one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that'll be funny. That'll be funny. We'll see if he's got this one. But, yeah, these people are obviously angry about something. Not really sure what.
Bring
or
on the anger.
Yoke, no. Saving that for the last episode, folks. You know, you'll know.
Yep.
We're heading out the door when you hear it. Yoko. Oh, no. And good night. All right. So this is your 3 minutes you'll never get back. On, we call it 17 January 2022, Susquehanna 2222. 3 minutes. Never get back.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bondage! Up yours! 1, 2, 3, 4!
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Well,
McDonald's French fries.
I will assess by the reaction in the lounge that I was correct in choosing that for the 3 minutes you'll never get back.
I was digging it. I was thinking the old 7-Up commercials. Remember the 7-Up commercials? The guy had a T-shirt The front of it said, make seven. And on the back of the t-shirt, it said, oh, yours.
No.
You don't remember those commercials with the black guy? He said he was always joking about how he has a great slogan. Make seven up yours was the slogan back then. And he was separating it. Up yours. Make seven up yours.
All right. It wasn't the bald dude with the colon nut, was it?
No, it was a young black guy.
Okay, really, that'd be beneath the colon nut guy, I would think. I think he worked blue. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have to work blue. We didn't have to work blue in those days. All right.
Hey, it's Blue Monday, baby.
It is? Yeah. All right, man. Well, this is the dumbest contest ever. And I don't even know if I could even enter it, man. But $1 million is on the line.
Now, you're on a roll, man, and you can't enter it?
It's Budweiser beer. You're supposed to buy the beer and find a gold can, like the golden ticket. But there's no purchase necessary, so you can paste one on a can. You just have to take a picture of yourself holding this can, said can, on and post it on social media. And they don't specify it, so which social media, but they keep showing Twitter here. And I still don't want to go on Twitter, man. Fuck Twitter.
All right.
I don't really want to put a picture of myself up right now. You know, and wait for the hair to grow out. so I'm not going for it. But anybody else, you know, I'm sure you can. Anheuser-Busch website will give you all the details on that.
There you go.
Act Golden now can. Because the sweepstakes ends February 20th.
Uh-huh.
$1 million.
I could use $1 million.
I don't know. Man, maybe. All right. Well, hey, gee, this is...
Move someplace warm.
Yeah. All right, here we go. I like living here, man. My kids live up here.
There you go.
It's the living here.
You're a good dad.
Ah, that's all I got, man. That's it. Live on, you know, my past memories of my past. I was a dad and it was fun. And we had dogs and things. All right, here. Headline. Two men sentenced after trying to smuggle drugs in baked bean cans.
Creative.
They tried to smuggle cocaine into Britain in cans disguised as baked beans and condensed coconut milk. I guess there weren't baked beans in there with the dope. It was just the dope. Yeah.
Well, we sell that shit. We sell, like, cans fake cans that you can open it up and put your stash in.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah. We got those. We got in those energy cans, like Red Bull and Monster. Just unscrew the middle of it.
Yeah. Well, these were real cans. I don't know how they did it.
Was it in a crate, apparently. Or did they have these two cans in their fucking luggage that looked
suspicious? Yeah, they didn't specify,
If it was a crate, horrible.
Jug.
Jesus Christ.
How much did they say to... Oh, they would plan to smuggle in nearly 3 kilograms of cocaine.
All right.
I don't know how much that would... How many cans of baked beans, 3 kilograms of cocaine? Yeah, probably at least a case of beans. I don't know. A case of beans or so. But anyway, that was the crime of the century.
Yeah.
Let's see here. This one was a deceptive headline. I saw the headline the first day. And this is a site. I don't like this site at all, and I think I'm going to, like, ignore it from now on. Like, you know how, like, you kind of weed out?
Yeah.
There are... so-called news sites online that are, you know, whack jobs, put it mildly. And, every other fucking time I go to the Hill, I see something whack job, you know, deceptive headline or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. They're scamming me. Anyway, they had the Norwegian cruise ship cancels mid-voyage amid COVID-19 related issues. And then the first day they reported it like they were just stranded in the middle of the ocean, these passengers. And then the second day they go, oh, well, no. They turned around and went back to port. They just canceled the cruise.
Okay.
It was like, what the fuck, man?
Because,
you know, the first article, I was like, well, that's wild.
Yeah,
that would be a good story for Possum Hour. The guys are floating around on the sea. COVID-19, but no. So, yeah, correction. The Norwegian Gem cruise ship canceled its voyage during its trip and is returning to New York. The previous version of this article included incorrect information. Yes, it did. I know.
You know what it's like? It's like a disappointed cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's like, well, that's, you know, it's not really even possum worthy.
Yeah.
They just turned around and went back to, all right, who gives a fuck? But a weird news is really getting hard to find here.
I imagine it is.
This is, in England, a dead body in a car was simply a mannequin of Prince Charming. I was on the highway, and he saw these legs sticking out from the back seat, you know, in a car next to him on the highway, and he called the police, and they finally pulled him over. He had, like, a mannequin all folded up in the back. And then they kind of chide the guy and scold him and go, well, you know, thankfully this was a false alarm, but, you know, you want to be more careful next time, sir.
Yeah. No.
It's like, fuck,
it made
fucking
him,
why?
Yeah, it made him look like an ass, is what it is.
Yeah,
it made
the
cops
fuck,
look
man?
Like assholes.
Yeah, he just had a mannequin in his back seat.
Uh-huh.
Fuck you, man. Fucking police.
You can take your mannequin anywhere you fucking want to, and they can lay
that's
down
right,
the back.
Man.
You can disassemble them, you can do anything you want to those fucking things.
It's a mannequin, man. It's all.
Uh-huh.
I guess they were going
don't
to
let
a...
let the fuzz tell you otherwise.
They were going to a birthday party or something.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, good luck to those guys.
Birthday party. I like the fact it's Prince Charming. Was it dressed up as a Prince Charming outfit over there?
Well, the thing is, it was kind of a haphazard. He had a Prince Charming head, but like it looked like he had Oxford shoes there or something. Didn't really look like shoes a king would be wearing or a prince. All right. Oh, this is cool. All right. Well, these hardly ever make the cut. That's how bad it is out there, kids. MeTV stuff. And I did not know this one. Sergeant Joe Friday never actually said just the facts, ma'am.
Yeah.
On Dragnet.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
I'd heard about Beam Me Up Scotty.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. And the phrase, just the facts, ma'am, was from the Stan Freberg parodies of Dragnet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what started that. All right.
That's where that came from. I guess it's like Cary Grant and J.D., 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 you know?
Yeah.
J.D., J.D. Anyway, we've been joined by Daddy G.
Daddy G.
We were coming Daddy apart, G. man, right here at 11 o'clock Eastern time.
Indeed.
But they did use... But, to go further, Joe Friday actually did say just the facts. When decades later, he was portrayed by, you know, what do you call your Dan Aykroyd.
Danny Aykroyd.
And he said just the facts, ma'am, several times.
And he was Joe Friday, so.
That was probably his. He should have got an Oscar for that. That was beauty.
He was custom made for that role. He is.
Yeah. That was the job. Honest to gosh. That was a good one. Great end laugh. All right. We'll see. Well, another MeTV. The Hogan's Heroes set was blown up to make an exploitation film. That's pretty cool. Ilsa, She-Wolf of the SS.
Oh, okay. Yeah. In fact, I've read that
women
before, too. Yeah.
Topless women with German accents.
Uh-huh. You ever see that?
Camp. No.
That's a wild movie. Yeah, of course I did.
In the final scene, the prison camp setting is set on fire. Oh, my God, they torched it. Well, just as well, man. Just as well. Did we say the Daddy G show Saturdays at 9?
I don't believe we did, but it's Saturdays at 9 in the Grotto.
Saturdays at 9.
An evening with Daddy G.
Evening with Daddy G.
Night with Daddy G.
That right.
Night with Daddy G. That's right. It's a Gary Bond song.
Something like that. Yeah. All right. Well, I just caught this when I booted up my computer, man. Talking about greener ways to die, right? This is nice. Lovely subject on Blue Monday. But
are
like,
you saying
you know,
greener ways?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's like this nonsense of embalming a corpse and burying it in a wooden and metal case and encasing that in concrete.
Silly.
That's a stupid waste of real estate. Leaking chemicals into the water table. Yeah, it's just bad form. And then the alternative, you think, well, cremation, well, that's only like 10% less bad for the environment because of the fuel and the carbon dioxide and whatever. So what they're saying is we got to start using our corpses for fertilizer.
Yeah. And I see nothing wrong with that. No fucking box at all. Just toss it in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's one alternative, laying bodies in sawdust-filled vessels to reduce them into compost.
Yeah.
Weird. I mean, it's so morbid in a way, but another way, it's not at all.
We don't need a pillow. We don't need a pillow.
Yeah. You're dead. Yeah. So, anyway. I like that tree one, but I guess they got to burn you to make you into tree food.
I don't know that either. And sometimes they say it's nice to be buried standing up, straight up, or something like that. I don't know why. Why the hell would that be?
You could fit more
dudes in,
I guess.
Yeah. It's just that's not to be too wide.
Yeah. I like it, man. It'd be like a subway.
Yeah.
All right. There you have it. A lighthearted look at death, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't stop me. No, no. Now, back to our show.
Well, I'm almost sorry now I caught you messing around, 'cause you packed up your pickup and boogied out of town. Well, darling, I think you'd like to know that I still in the snow.
That's right.
When the snowflakes fall, I guess I see that happy you and me that used to be. And when the snow has covered all the ground, I hear your name and have to write it down.
Yeah.
Well, do you think of me when you're feeling low? and wish you could write my name in the snow.
Yeah, I suppose I haven't taken a whack at it in many a moon. Writing in the snow. Yeah,
that should be what we should do. One of us should go out in the and pee possum hour in a snow bank. Use that for our picture next week. There you go.
I tell you what, why don't I Photoshop it, man?
That's cheating.
Well, yeah. Get that right, yeah. I'm on this interesting page on Facebook. It's comic book related, and it's called Panel Swipes is part of the title of the page. And they find incidents where an artist, you know, just out and out copies another artist's work years later. It's kind of interesting.
I imagine there's a lot of that.
More of that goes on than you'd think, really. It's very interesting to see the evidence, you know, they portray.
Far more than a coincidence, then, you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, and some of them are, you know, homages,
yeah.
I'd say. That one Klimt, the one artist Klimt with the kiss, and it's a weird painting. They showed one, you know, guy with his, you know, and a girl was in his arms the same direction and everything. It was different.
But okay.
You could tell they were, you know, posing that way as an homage to the original painting. I don't know how her breaking ball was, though, so. You'd have to check the local list for that one. So anyways, well, I had high anxiety today, man. I was chugging the kratom. Something I got plenty of is kratom. Jeez. That guy hooked me up.
Hell yeah. Good. I just did a spoonful before the show. You still scratching your legs?
No, I don't. I think you were just fucking with my head, man.
It makes me itchy.
Really?
My legs are always itchy.
I heard
some places from Kratom.
Okay, because like today was a particularly non-itchy day for me all the way
That's
around.
Good.
I think for me, it's like take... My problem is I didn't take a shower this morning. I didn't take a shower.
Oh, that'll do it.
Too much information. You know, I hop in that shower. I'd like to crank that baby up to 11, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hot. I want a hot,
oh, yeah.
hot shower.
Same way I
and
like
then,
it. Yeah.
It makes your fucking skin scream afterward.
Yep.
You know, a couple hours later, you're sitting there going nuts.
I had off today. I didn't shower either.
Well, are you itching today?
Nope.
See? It's too hot a shower, man.
I must be it.
Every day, Cake takes a shower. God bless you, man. That's a good habit to be in. I used to be in that habit years ago. And
yeah,
if
you're not leaving, though, if you're not leaving the house, fuck it.
Yeah, I'll skip a day if I'm not leaving the house. I don't know if number two son's coming over tomorrow with the roads and everything, but I'll shower when I get up tomorrow in case, you know, we go out to eat or something.
There you go.
Hope showers several times a day. I like it. That's the thing. Every time I take a shower, I go, why the fuck don't I shower more? I should shower every day because my showers kick ass, man.
Yeah.
And I, you know, when it's over, I'm like, God damn, that's fucking great. You know, and then you're like, you're all cooked from the hot water, so you go strut down the hall naked in the cold house and like laugh at the cold, you know. Dude, man,
you don't scare me.
No, you have no power over me. I don't want to say that, Ford, but guilty as charged over here, too. I just didn't want to say it out loud, you know, in front of God and everybody.
Well, I'm on 2 days. What the fuck? I didn't go out yesterday either. Fuck it.
Yep.
The hell do I care?
Yeah. I have the offense level, you know. It's like, well, do I find myself offensive? Yes. Well, then you're well past the time.
Well, if that happens,
you're asking it. Yeah. It's when you
catch a
cleanliness
yourself, then yeah.
Cleanliness is next to goodliness. Sorry about the frog there. Hey, GT, I hate to break it to you, pal. But it's Monday. We got a yodel, man. Got some yodeling to go. This is a good one, though. Niagara Playboy.
Janeway might be on the line.
You never knew.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodeling time.
Yodeling.
Out on the mountain there once lived a boy. Down in the valley lived his only joy. In the evening at the dawn of the moon, their young hearts would thrill to this old mountain tune. I'll sing you our love song, you yodel to me. We'll meet and we'll kiss beneath the evergreen tree. Oh Molly, I love you. You are my love. You'll never be blue. Yodel, sweet Molly.
Our love song, yours. little in Molly then went far away. His guitar would die from a drum in that day. High on the mountain, the boy lives alone, but the lonely green valley still echoes their song. I'll sing you our love song, you yodel to me. We'll meet and we'll kiss neath the evergreen tree.
I'm dead serious. I love me some Matt Dillon, boy. GT, stayed through the yodel and listened
yeah.
to it.
Yeah, proud of you.
Ford is complaining about the bad echo, and who the hell was the engineer on that?
Yep.
It elevated
He's
his tinnitus. Gotta hate when that happens. You know, it could be the low-fidelity sound that BTR is well-known for.
Yeah.
The show comes to you in barely listenable low-fidelity.
BTR.
And in color. But that's Ooh, another...
Cheese.
GT wanted a cinder block wall to slam his head on. And Ford was way ahead of him, just slamming his head on his desk. So I'm glad everybody enjoyed the tonight's yodel. Man, that last loud gig I had really triggered a tinnitus that has not gone away. I think I have it permanently now.
That's not good.
No, I'm able to ignore it, but... When you think about it, you hear it. It's one of those deals. At least that's how it's working for me.
So now
so
you
far,
hear
I've been able to... Yeah, well, I hear it right now, yeah, because I'm talking about it. When he wrote tinnitus, I started hearing it. I'm like, oh, there it is. We have control of your TV set. Yeah, they blew one of my gaskets there. That was way too loud, man. That was the straw that broke the camel's back, man.
And what was the affair?
It was a wedding reception.
Okay.
And I brought them to the next one, the last one I had, and they put me in a separate room from the DJ. I wanted to kiss them. I love you guys. That was New Year's Eve, man. That was cool as fuck, man.
Good, good.
Ugh.
You should have like a soundproof booth, you know, to put yourself in.
No kidding. But, well, belching on live podcasts. But, yeah, Green Ray to die. Die a green death.
Uh-huh.
Throw me
in a hole in the ground.
Yeah, put me out at the curb.
That makes sense. I'm going to spend $12,000 in a fucking box. That's nuts.
But it's weird, man, because, like, I knew old relatives that had, like, big juju feelings about, well, you know, I want to be buried properly and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. don't know, man. I don't think my cark is going to care much, number one.
Yeah, yeah.
Number two, you know, what the fuck, man? Let's all forget it ever happened, you know? Once I croak, let's forget the whole thing. Let's forget the whole thing.
I like that. Doesn't matter. Let's see the whole.
Breaking my balls.
Standing up. I want to be standing up.
Standing up would be good, yeah. No embalming fluid and standing up. They can actually embalm you with, like, shit that, you know, would be okay to decompose.
Yeah.
But the embalming fluid shit is... Woo!
Yeah.
Like, tonight it's just changed channels. Now it's on boop. It was on beep. Now it's on boop.
I'm thinking of burying me standing up, and the top of my pork pie hat will be the tombstone.
Oh, nice. Just on the top of the ground.
Tombstone, yeah.
But your dome would be sticking out of the top, out of the ground.
Just a marble stone in the shape of a pork pie hat.
Oh, I got you. There you go.
There you go.
No preservatives, Time. Though. No preservatives.
No preservatives.
That fucker. And you gotta have the real pork pie on.
Integrate.
You know.
Oh yeah.
I think that I'd like to whatever they do with my body. I hope I'm having a hoodie and sweats on, because that's like when I'm happiest.
Pretty much relaxed. They tell you to rest in peace, and they put you in some fucking monkey suit.
In a fucking suit.
You in some suit. Yeah.
Yeah. You avoid that. You try to avoid being in a suit. What's the first thing you do when you can get out of a suit? Fucking put on the sweats and the hoodie. That's what you want, man. It's bullshit.
Exactly.
Putting on airs, you know. A little late now, kids. You're dead. No offense. Yeah.
Exactly. Sweatpants.
Sweatpants. I like it. I like it a lot. All right. Well, I got one to play us out on.
Good. Play
one to play us out on. How do you do that Johnny Otis, Willie and the Hand Jive?
Yeah.
That Ford posted this morning. And I was listening to it, and I'm going like, man, I used to hear this all the time.
Yeah. We played it before.
Well, yeah, but I was thinking, like, when I was growing up, I used to hear this all the time.
Uh-huh.
And not really. I was listening. I had an album with, some Clapton album where he covered it.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard Clapton's a million times. But this one, not as many.
This is good stuff. We should play more Otis.
Absolutely.
Johnny Otis.
All right. Well,
and his son Shug.
Thanks everybody for coming.
Brother.
I don't know. You got me.
Thank you, Possums.
You're the jazz historian, man. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed tonight's show. And I'm looking at you, Germany. You know we love you. Okay.
Canadian or natty?
I thought I saved the Canadian, and I got a Miller Genuine Draft.
Oh, okay.
Something special.
Uh-oh. What are...
MGD. I'm intrigued by Ford's Possum Notes, man.
Yeah.
He's going to get me what I deserve, man. That's what scares me. I've been avoiding that hammer my whole life, trying to, at least.
Anything but that.
Man. Well, you know what they say.
Yes.
Wait a minute. A hot steak's better than a cold chop. There you go. You know, my dad died dancing at the end of a rope. MGD.
Whatever.
All right, man. Oh, very cool. It's all the Stooge jokes I can remember. Boom, 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 ba-doom. Ooh, warm up the transporter. Dee-dee-dee. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Thank you, possums.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Stay warm. Goodnight, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Weather conditions. Drive with Kate.
Energize. I know. Stay warm. Energize.
Rockin' Billy. He can walk and stroll and soothe the cue and do that crazy hand jive too. Papa told Willie, you'll ruin my home. You and that hand jive have got to go. Willie said, Papa, don't put me down. They're doing that all over town. Hand jive, hand jive, hand jive, doing that crazy hand jive. Mama, mama, look at Uncle Joe. He's doing a hand jive with Sister Flo. Grandma gave baby sister a dime. Said, do that hand jive one more time. And a lawyer and an Indian chief. Now they all dig that crazy beat. Way out Willie gave them all a treat. When he did that hand jive with his feet.
There you go.
Missed it by that much.
Every dummy.
All right.
So, just like to point out, even though I can't hear it right now, there it is. This is the most awesome playout music ever.
It is.
You know, so you know the show's wrapping up. You know, this is the wrapping up the show music. They're wrapping up
perfect
the show,
wrap
man.
Up.
They're wrapping
perfect
up the
wrap
show.
Up.
You can just see them. You know, they're going.
Uh-huh.
It's like the end of the show, man.
Hey, when I told that Janeway that I was looking forward to seeing her, or whatever it's going to be streaming, I didn't sound like a. It didn't sound like sarcasm, did it?
Oh, no. Uh-huh. Absolutely not.
All right.
She's well aware us old fogies have huge crushes on her, man.
Yeah. Wow. Dude, after I said that, I was thinking, oh, Jesus. That's
no,
it.
I mean,
I'm looking forward to hearing. I'm looking forward to that.
No, it probably confirmed that you are a perv, but no.
Because I am looking forward to this.
Oh, she's such a...
I like to look at her.
Oh, God. I couldn't, man, when I met her, I couldn't even look at her for a while. I was like, oh, my God. Look at this. Look at this thing over here. She's gorgeous. What a
and
face.
Who is Zoe she was talking about? Is that somebody I don't know? Or you know?
She's a tall, lanky blonde who's gorgeous.
Yeah. They hang out together.
Well, they were best buds online and, oh, yeah, the attractive babes always hang out together. But she lives in Australia. I missed out meeting her a couple years ago. She came over here. Missed it by that much. All right. Better luck next time, next life.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, do what you can. And can what you do. If you're a weirdo.
Can what you do.
Yeah. If you're Howard Hughes. You always like to keep a collection. All right, man. I guess we'll see you Friday, man. Some more shit.
Sounds good.
Loving it.
Sounds good.
Loving it.
This has been a Filmways presentation.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.